As any, then, I believe that's our ring.
I know, Miss Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, the co-chairman of the Pine Ridge War Savings staff are proceeding with plans for the art exhibit to be held at the schoolhouse this week. And the town's two surrealist artists, Mabel Melrose and L. Edwards, are hurrying to complete their paintings for the affair. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in their Jotham Downstone library. Lum seems to have something on his mind.
For the land's sake. Lum, what are you sitting there chuckling about? For the last half hour, you've been just sitting there staring off into space with a silly grin on your face, laughing to yourself.
Was I doing that out loud?
Why, sure you were.
Oh, well, I was, just studying.
What about?
Oh, nothing.
Well, what is it now? It must be something awful funny. Was it a joke you were thinking about?
No, it wasn't. Nothing of importance, Abner.
Well, if it's a joke, I'd love to hear it. Come on, tell it to me now.
No, Abner, I ain't going to do it.
Well, what's the matter? Ain't it nice?
Well, it sure is nice, but it ain't no joke. It's, well, I'd rather not tell you.
Oh, come on now, Lum.
Hey, you promise you won't tell nobody else?
Why, sure. Cross my heart, hope that I won't gossip it to nobody. Honest, I won't.
You know what I was thinking about?
No.
I was just studying here. What if the night when we're holding the art exhibit with Mabel Melrose's paintings and my paintings standing side by side, what if her and me had announced our engagement right there at the exhibit?
Engagement?
Yeah. Don't repeat that to nobody. Now.
Well, wait a minute. Have you asked your pre-post to her?
Well, no, not exactly.
Well, did her and you sort of talk it over?
Well, not yet.
Well, and what did you do about it, Lon?
Well, to be right honest, I ain't did nothing about it.
That's just about what I figured. How do you ever expect to get her to get engaged with you if you ain't got up enough north to even mention it to her?
Well, don't worry. I'll mention it to her when the right time comes. Right now, it's sort of a secret engagement.
Secret engagement?
Yeah, I'm keeping it a secret from her.
Oh, well, she's the only one in town that don't know about it then. That was the whole idea of that war bond contest we put on was to let you a wife.
Yeah, but Miss Melrose never knowed she was the Mabel Melrose that was in the contest. That was just a fictitious name we put in there.
Well, just the same. Everybody in town keeps asking me when the wedding's going to be, and I get sick and tired of thinking up answers to tell them.
You won't have to study up answers much longer, I can tell you that.
I won't, huh?
Because I'm going to propose to her one of these fine days if it's the last thing I ever do. You just wait and see.
Well, I'll wait, but I don't think I'll ever see it.
Oh, well, you will.
I doubt
it. Fact is, I wouldn't be a bit surprised but what she proposes to me.
To you?
Yes, sir.
Why, this ain't leap year.
I know, but that woman's in love with me, Abner.
She is, huh?
I believe. She admires me in a romantic way. I know she does.
How do you know it?
Well, I don't know. You can just tell them things. Now, the other night, you know what she said to me?
No, what'd she say?
Why, she never actually said nothing.
How?
You see, when I said goodnight to her and we was shaking hands with one another, she just stood there and never said nothing.
Well.
Just looked into my eyes in sort of a peculiar way, sort of.
Well, maybe she just couldn't think of nothing to say.
No, not her. That woman can always think of something to say.
Well, yeah, she is a sort of talkative person, all right. I know that from having her living over there at our place.
Yeah. Well, here's the whole thing, Abner. Me and her are soulmates. And she knows it, too.
Soulmates?
Yes, sir. Me and her was meant for one another. Fate is bringing us together.
Fate, huh?
We was meant to walk down life's road side by side holding hands.
Uh-huh.
Destiny has thrown us together. Matched us up. Made partners out of us. Mates. Companions. Pals. comrades.
Yeah, well, when you both get them painting smocks of yours on, you look more like sisters. Well, of course, you've got a mustache on.
She's the woman I've been waiting for all these years.
That's about the only way I can tell you apart is by your mustache.
And I'm the feller she's been waiting for all her life.
I know, because if she had a mustache, why, then you two would look exactly alike, just like twin sisters. Brothers, I reckon. Doggy, that be funny to have my brother named Mabel, wouldn't
it? Abner, stop trying to be so comical.
Oh?
Ain't nothing sacred to you. Here I am talking about my soulmate, and you said
I'm sorrowful, Mom. I'm sorrowful. I just wish, though, that you and your soulmate would hurry up and get married. At first, I was against it, but now I'm for anything that'll get that woman out of our house.
Abner, I don't want you talking in such an undisrespectful tone on your face when you're speaking of the woman I love.
Well, I'm sorrowful again, I reckon, but, Mom, if you're going to get married, I wish you'd hurry up. All right, doggies, wait a minute. Just a minute. I got an idea here.
Yeah.
Why don't you propose to her right now?
Right now?
Yes,
she ain't even here.
Just call her up on the phone. Get over there. Call her up and get it over.
Oh, no, you can't do that.
Well, why can't you? You want to announce your engagement at the art exhibit, don't you?
Well, it was just an idea I had.
We're having the exhibit this week, Lum, so I told you better get on that phone right now and do your preposing.
Abner, you can't prepose by telephone. It just ain't being done.
That's the only way you'll ever be able to do it, Lum. You know good and well you always get yourself all tongue-tied up when you try to do it face-to-face.
Yeah. But it'll be different with Miss Melrose. I can talk to her easy.
Well, let's see you do it right now.
In the first place, I don't even know her ring.
Why, you do, too. She's staying over at our place. You know the ring,
yeah? Yeah, but, well, our phone ain't working very good.
Huh?
Hard to hear over, sort of. Yeah, she might not even recognize my voice. Then I know she'd turn me down.
Mom, that phone's working as good as it ever did, and you know it. Now, come on, call her up right
no,
now.
No, no.
My dog is, I'll do it for you then.
Abner, get away from that
no,
phone.
Sir, no, sir, I'm going to do it. We're going through with this. All your life you wanted to get married, and my dog is now the time you're going to do it.
Now, listen here. Mabel's way up in the attic painting, and I don't want you to diss her.
She ain't no such a thing. She don't stay up in the attic at all no more. She's right downstairs, right next to the phone. Fact is, me and Elizabeth never get to use the phone on ourselves no more.
Yeah, but you can't.
Hello? That you, Miss Melrose?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, well, Lum's got something important to ask you. Just a minute.
Abner, hang up that phone.
I can't, man. Here, take a receiver. Go on.
Well,
go on.
Don't you listen.
I won't.
You're liable to say some awful romantical things, and I'd be embarrassed to death to have somebody over here.
I won't listen. I'll stop up here.
And don't repeat none of what you hear, neither.
I won't. Hurry up. She ain't going to wait there all day.
I feel downright silly doing
it.
All right. Hello. Is this you, Miss Melrose?
Of course it's her.
Well, this is Lum Edwards.
She knows that, Lum.
Is this you, Miss Melrose?
You done asked her that, Lum.
Yeah, well, I never recognized your voice hardly.
Go on, Lum. Please go, sir.
Get away.
Well, go on, say what
you're hearing of this, bub. You blab it all over the
house. I won't tell a word out of it. Go on, do your talking.
Hello, Miss Melrose. Well, I wanted to ask you, is it warm enough for you?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's pretty warm over here, too. Of course, it's a dry heat. You don't notice it so much. Yes, well. Well, now, you take a heat that ain't so dry, though, and you notice it more.
For the land's sake.
No, Mom, I ain't never been there. Do they have more of a damp heat there? Well, you would feel it more.
Hurry up. Now,
you take a good dry climate, and you can stand an awful lot of heat. You don't hardly notice it at all. It's humility that causes you.
I don't get wrong. Get to the subject.
Yes, Mom. Well, you take different climates that way, and you'll get different weather. Yes, Mom.
Mom, if you don't propose, I'm going to do it for you right now.
Told you to get away.
Well, hurry up.
You didn't gossip none of this stuff.
Well, you said nothing to gossip about
this
yet.
This is personal.
Yeah. Go on.
Coming to the important part. Working up to it. Can't just break right into something like this.
Well, you never will get to it the rate you're going. Go on.
Stand back so you don't hear nothing.
I ain't listening. Just go on.
Hello, Miss Melrose. Huh? No, Mama, I never hung up. Well, what?
kill the old age.
Oh, yeah, there was something I wanted to ask you. Will you...
Go on.
Well, that is, you think it'll be too warm to hold the art exhibit this week?
Oh, my goodness, hello.
Well, no, I don't reckon it would make much difference, but I just thought that maybe, well, now, for instance, if it rained during the exhibit, why, well, natural, the rain would make things sort of wet, and, oh, yeah, the exhibit's going to be inside the schoolhouse.
And it don't leak neither. Go on, talk to her along.
Well, no, I don't reckon the rain make much difference, nohow.
Hurry up, Lana, pre-post.
No, Ma.
Go on, Lana, pre-post her.
Well, I reckon we can go ahead and have the exhibit anyway.
Well, who said we wasn't going to have it? That ain't what you're talking about.
Well, I reckon that takes care of that then, Miss Melrose. There was just one other thing.
Yeah, go ahead, Lana, please. Go on.
But there's no hurry about that. I'll see you tomorrow, Miss Melrose. Goodbye.
For the land's sake, what in the world's the matter with you anyway, Lana? I'm a grown-up adult like you. What's wrong?
Listen, Abner, I know what I'm doing. You have to be subtile about these things. Work up to them gradual, sir.
Pep talk, panel.
And I don't want you to repeat nothing you hear to say, neither.
Repeat it? You never said nothing. All you talked about was the weather.
We did, huh?
Why, sure.
Well, that's why I don't want you to repeat it, then.
Huh?
The weather's a military secret, and you know it. Granny, it's hot today. Sort of a dry heat.